Oh, Shane, listen, you were unbelievable, particularly in that first half. You just kept on going the game. What a match, your feelings?
I just took on cramp a bit then in the second half and tried to come out at extra time, and I just cramped up and there was no recovering after that. But stressful, nerve-wracking when you get off the pitch. Like, that's the first time I've experienced penalties in a Gaelic match, and when so much is on the line, you're just nearly sick watching it. But they come over the, yeah, they come on the right side of it. Absolutely buzzing.
We held Patrick in reserve. Was there a wee bit more of a thing you had to really lead the line today? Because compared to your own heights in Tyrone and Derry, you know, we didn't see the full array of skills that we know you have, but that, particularly that first half, watching the kicks that he took, yeah, were out this one.
I suppose in the Derry and Tyrone game, you know, there's a lot of defending, and you know, you're back defending and you have to sprint up the pitch, and then you have somebody like Hamsey or somebody hanging out of you, and you're kind of tired as it is, and then you have to try to get away from him, and you know, that kind of adds to it too. But I felt fresh there today and felt dangerous at the start and tried to keep that in the second half. Didn't work out as well, but to get over the line, like, is just class, Brennan.
And obviously the feeling there, 3 points down against Tyrone, we thought we weren't playing that well, and again four today, Armagh were always going to sit on it a bit, but just from somewhere, obviously there's so much talent in our team, you know, that time was Niall stepped up, kicked a couple of points, when we really didn't look like we were going to get back, but somehow we pulled it back, and then of course Doherty and Dara then in the extra time as well. There's so much talent in the team, someone is going to create something somewhere.
Some of the boys took the ball by the horn there. Like, there's some big scores, Oran Dox especially. I think that was an equaliser as well. You know, it's easy kicking the point to put you one up, but to kick the point to bring you level is a ballsy kick, and he had the balls hard, and he stuck kicking over the bar, which is great. I suppose we would be frustrated the way we played, but the way Jim just installs in you, I suppose, or instills in you, you know, that belief that you have to go and give your all till the very end, and you can't get too overdrawn by the crowd and stuff when they go three up. You know, you block that out and you're thinking next ball, and you're trying to get back in the game. And our lads stepped up, thankfully, but we put ourselves in a bad position in the first place, which I'm sure we'll get a grilling about. But you get over the line, and I suppose the joy of penalties. There was no replay. We got to finish it on the day, and it's class.
I mean, was there penalties practice and training pre this? Was there something discussed?
There was no practice very seriously. Right. You know yourself after training, some lads go.
The soccer boys fancy themselves.
They have the crack, and if the keepers go on, which they don't do very often because they don't like diving, you practice a bit for a bit of crack, but it's never any. There's no like competition, and you can't really replicate what happens out there today, because that. I'm sure that was nerve wracking for the lads who stepped up, but still just happy out.
Big night ahead then, Oisin. But it'll be tough. You'll find a wee bit of energy for the dance floor.
Surely, I'll get the dancing feet on. Surely.
Thanks very much.
All right, Brendan.